Blog Talk Radio.
My Lord, blessing, peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters. How y'all doing? I myself got to say, please excuse me, I got to sneeze. Oh, excuse me. I myself have been running around like a chicken with no head, and I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit is our helper. Because I would have most certainly been a person that would have been about complete confusion. But because of him, some things got done. I thank God for that because God is an orderly God. Whew, thank God for that. I pray that my brothers and sisters that y'all doing okay. I pray nothing but prosperity in your life in every shape, fashion, or form. I pray that you're having a good time in Christ as you are. Allowing yourself to enjoy the life in which God has given you. Pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, you know, I was talking to a wonderful sister about us having faith and not allowing ourselves the ability to just simply, because things didn't look right by our human eye, by what our ears hear, or what our mind perceived, that we don't get away from that which God has predestined us to be about. Because, you know what? Allow me to get up. Actually, to be honest with you, I was actually slouching. I thought about this here the other day. If I was the devil, who was the quiet director of the Almighty God, and I made the foolish mistake of thinking I can outdo God, and that caused me to no longer be or have the ability to be or to have access to the kingdom for the rest of my life. There was a gentleman that I knew who simply said, because I have HIV and because I believe that I got it from a woman, I'm going to give it to every woman I can possibly give it to. He ended up, he's in prison to this day. The devil is literally so messed up until he knows that he got to do everything he possibly can to affect us from having the ability to enjoy a clean life, a holy life, a life that allows us to simply live in peace and tranquility. And his job, simply, completely, 100%, nothing but havoc. He wants you to run around here like a total fool because, and I mean this with all of who I am, because he knows where he's going. So why not him take as many of us as he possibly can? But see, that's not the part that really bothered me because he is who he is. This is the part that bothers me, that we don't allow ourselves to be who we are in Christ Jesus, meaning this. We don't allow ourselves to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, who would be sensitive, who is sensitive to the needs of everybody that is in Christ Jesus, and sensitive to those who are not in Christ Jesus. But what I mean by that is this. If so happy that we see somebody, whether at church or outside of the church, what I mean, believers or non-believers, going through whatever they may be going, we should be so sensitive to them until we feel like we're walking in their shoes. You see, the reality of Christ being down here, it's not simply so that they can, and I say they because I'm talking about the Trinity, they wanted us to have a perfect relationship with God. He came down here because he realized that there's nothing that we could do to have a perfect relationship with God. There was nothing without him that we simply could do. That's the reason why we have so many major and minor prophets, because God had been wanting to, since the time that Adam bit the forbidden fruit, to have a perfect relationship with him, to have that relationship that will allow us to have communion together. He wants us to have that which says, he's my friend. I feel so comfortable until I can call him my friend. I understand that he is the creator of heaven and earth, who formed man from the ground, who took woman from the rib. But I can call him my friend because I can come to the throne knowing that he is filled with grace and mercy. I can call him my friend. That's what he wants. Now, we got to look at this. If that's what he wants, then that's what we should want for each other, so that we have the ability to stop talking about one another, stabbing each other in the back. You see, Satan loves for us to do his job. See, because not only is he an accuser, not only is he who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, he's also lazy. He loves to see people do his work, because it gives him a double blessing. One is, that means I don't have to be concentrating on you because you're already doing what I do. And the next is, he sees that you're causing somebody else to stumble, or at least not helping somebody stand. And when you don't have that ability, as opposed to you being a participator, you become a spectator. You could talk all day about the person's game, but because you don't have the ability to help the person tighten their game, then you literally don't have much yourself. When you allow yourself to look at somebody, I don't care whether or not it's a believer or non-believer, and don't let the passion, the compassion, the mercy, the grace of God to work through you to say something is wrong with you. No disrespect to any of us, but something is wrong. See, because you have to understand that when God made it so that you can be a new man in Christ, you had to at least say, well, wait a minute, I'm no longer this, I'm no longer that. That has gone away. I'm still having trouble with this, but it wasn't like it used to be. Yes, I'm having some issues with that, but it wasn't like it used to be. Oh, I'm no longer about this. Wait a minute, that is gone. I didn't even realize that was gone. Ooh, people are telling me that I'm changing from this to that, just beginning to feel good. See, what many of us did was we took the chalkboard, the eraser, and we erased all the things that we used to be. Some of us erase the things that we still are because we don't want to really look at them, because it is those things. Understand how to mourn. I understand how to have mercy and grace, because maybe I didn't do what they did, but I did go up against God. I was an enemy of God. I used to do things against them. I remember, as a matter of fact, I remember when I gave him my word that I would do this right for him, and I still didn't. Yet his grace and his mercy still abounded. He still let love flow, clothe me. He still provided the things in which I needed. And as a matter of fact, he showed love to me by convicting me. He didn't take his hand off of me. I want to say thank you, Father God, for not taking the hand off of me. See, because there's some people that he took his hand off of. You see what I'm saying? Okay, check this out. Let's go to Romans. We're going to hang out in 1. Romans 1. Where we're going to find out that God took his hand off of some people. And it is some people, as a matter of fact, all people, whether they are in his hand or out of his hand, we should feel so much in love with them until literally they became us. or we became dumb. Because I have done some crazy things in my life. And as opposed to somebody talking behind my back and hating me and all of that, it's nothing more valuable than somebody coming and saying, well, you messed up, but I love you anyway. I don't know what happened, but I just got to tell you I love you. I'm there for you. I don't understand why you did what you did. As a matter of fact, to be honest with you, what you did was crazy. But I still love you. See, because that shows that you, see, because this is what God did to show us what participation means. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrated his love in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You got it? Okay. Let's go to Romans 1. I'm still trying to get there. Okay, praise God. Here we are. Let's start at 1 and 2. Let's go to... Oh, Father God, y'all forgive me, please. Let's start at 16, okay? All right. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, why did I read that? Because obviously that's not particularly the topic. That don't go with the topic. But the reason why I read that is because of the fact that when you are living by faith, the actual act of it says, even though somebody is doing things that is crazy, you're allowing faith to be activated in your life so deeply until you believe that just as Christ had brought you to him, that he's going to bring that person too. And the beautiful part is you may be the person that walked him to the door. If you allow yourself to grow up and say, Father God, I remember when I was toe up, but you came and got me anyway. I remember when I was crazy, but you came and got me anyway. I remember I was so blind till I thought I was able to see, but you came and got me anyway. Okay. I just want to share that with you. Okay. But now we're going on to 18, okay? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all. Please forgive me. Allow me to say that again. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power, thank you, Jesus, and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Let's finish it. Now we're in the 23. And change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creepy things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passion. Gave them up. Took his hand off of them. Okay? Here we go. Thank you, Father God. Let me do that again. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passion. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, bearing in their lust for one another. Men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of error, which was due. That scares me. That if I do not allow the Holy Spirit to lead me, I will become a lover of myself. And in my doing that, I will begin doing things that is crazy, not necessarily me being with a man, because I just can't obviously see that, or a woman being with a woman. Of course, that within itself is an abomination unto God. Yes, that's true. But the reality is, as opposed to me talking about such people going through whatever they're going through, whether it's not same-sex or relationship or anything else, stealing, robbing, hurting somebody, murdering, raping, whatever it may be, we should be so much into loving until literally we can feel their pain, their suffering, the trials and tribulations of which they're going through. Because the reality is, sin is sin. It doesn't change. Don't matter whether or not if you're a bank robber or a raper. Doesn't matter whether or not if you just stole 5 cents or stole $100,000. Doesn't matter. Sin is sin. What does matter is, have you allowed yourself the ability to let God work through you so that that person can see God? Or are you going around talking about that person as if you don't have no sin? Or if you never sin, are you acting as though that you got it going on? I was talking to somebody and I was saying that it doesn't matter to me how much you stand around and praise God, oh, hallelujah, and all of that stuff that we see people do. The reality is, when you're faced with somebody going through something that you yourself was affected by, when you see somebody saying something that you yourself was affected by, how do you handle it? Do you allow yourself to handle it in grace and truth? Or do you believe that you're supposed to go around and tell people about what they do that they just ain't they've got? No. I must have happened to talk around other Christians about another person. Not to bring the person down. What can we do to help that person? What can we do to make it so that that person can possibly see the errors of their way? Because I want to see that person in heaven. I don't care whether or not it is one who is a believer or a non-believer. Now, obviously, there's some people that we need to stay away from because some people are just that messy, just that messed up. But how did I think of them before I stepped away from them and dust my shoes off? Did I allow myself to stay in holiness so that God can say to me, son, you're doing okay. You're having a moment to where you are representing me, in which your Lord and Savior, my son, have done so. I like what I'm looking at. I like what I see. As a matter of fact, it's a sweet-smelling aroma unto me. Or are you allowing yourself to become like that of a garbage can? And I say that because the more negative that you allow yourself to represent, the more you are representing garbage. Because if you remember, Jesus did say, it is not what goes in a man that defiles a man, but what comes out of that man is what defiles a man. What are you doing to allow somebody to look and say, regardless to what? I know many pastors, many people who are in Christ, as I know many people who's not, and come to find out, those who have faith in God don't have time for nonsense. They want people saved. They want to build the kingdom consistently, constantly, and they do just about anything in order for it to get done. Many of us have seen that. There's a man that walked around the globe several times with a cross just to get their attention, to let people know that God loves them. What are we doing to let God know that we love him and we want that love to be shown through us in every shape, fashion, and form? What are we allowing ourselves to do to let it be understood? We understand that we're kings and queens. We're not no peasants. Peasants try to get whatever they can, however they can, if it's nothing but a simple laugh because they put somebody down. But kings and queens want everybody laughing at the one who's trying to rob them, the one who's trying to kill them, the one who's trying to destroy them, because he is the one or she is the one who says, regardless to what, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said to us that if you didn't do this for the least of the my brethren, you did it to me. Let's go to Matthew 25 and 40. Matthew 25 and 40. This is what I love about being taught by God, because we are some messy people. But God does a wonderful thing with us, and all we got to do is be imitators of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Once we get that down pat, love flow through us like a gentle breeze on a summer day. Check this out. He said this here, Matthew 25 and 40. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, and as much as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, to me. You did it to me. But now look at the opposite of that. If you treated your brothers and sisters in an unjustly manner, you did it to Jesus. Pay attention to that now. See, you're not doing nothing when you do wrong to people. You're actually doing you. You're actually hurting you. Not just so that the devil can say, I will be waiting for you when you get to my home. No, 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 no. You're doing it to you right now, because what happens is you're allowing that negativity, that trash, to stop you from growing, to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That is the representation of the Holy Spirit feeding you so consistently until he's flowing. Out of the pot flows living water, so that people can get a drink of Jesus, so that they can have the ability to say, hey, you know what? I just stole money from him, and he just said, bless you. There's something wrong with him. But I guarantee you that what happens is you wreak coals of fire on that child's head, on that brother's head, on that woman's head, because you fed them. You gave them a drink of water. You allowed them to know that you are not like that of the world, that you belong to the kingdom, and although your body is still here, your spirit, your soul is in heaven, and you do heavenly things just like your father does. Who said, I demonstrated my love toward you while you were still a sinner. I didn't wait for you to get right. I didn't talk about you because you didn't get right. What I did was I gave you my son so that you can see what right looked like. Man, what a God we got. What an amazing, outrageously wonderful God that we have. For him to allow us the ability to simply have the real act of love. Not what we got from TV or radio, not what we read from Teddy Pendergrass or otherwise, but simply from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that we can actually go and say, I don't comprehend this love. It's beyond me in every shape, fashion, or form, but at least I know how to display it because he displayed it to me. How about y'all? How about that? I can guarantee you with that kind of love that we let flow through us, hunger would be no more. And I mean literally no more. I'm not talking about just no more in the United States. Just no more thirst would be gone. People having dirty clothes or no clothes would be gone. Homelessness would be of no, I mean literally of no more. Even for those individuals who weep because of mental problems and things of that nature. Because I know what my God can do with love. It covers a multitude of sin. And when we allow it to flow, we all win. Because even if the person does not accept it, you still win because you still got it. Love does amazing things. It causes us to be the participator of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not a spectator. See, the actual act of being a participator is saying, I'm walking in his footsteps. I'm carrying my cross. I'm carrying the burdens of the world. Okay, let's go to Father God, where you want me to go? I got you. Thank you, Father God. Philippians 2, and let's start at 5. If I have time, let's get there. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Philippians 2, and we're going to start at 5. There we go. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. The word that sticks out to me, they say exalt. The next word that sticks out to me is humility. When we allow ourselves to be humble unto the Holy Spirit, God will exalt us, not us exalting ourselves. God will exalt us because he said that you humbled yourself to the Holy Spirit to the degree that although that person did something that is crazy, you let my love flow still. It remained consistent. Let his love flow consistently. Regardless to what? That's your responsibility. And trust me when I say, you are working on your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. That's the way it should be. God bless you all. I love you. I pray nothing but prosperity in your life. That God lead. Believe me, that's why Jesus had to bleed. Y'all take care.